This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The National Security Council's Ukraine expert has been telling impeachment investigators he raised concerns about President Trump's push to have Ukraine investigate Democrats and Joe Biden. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was in full uniform with decorations including a combat infantry badge and a Purple Heart after being wounded in Iraq. He came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are trying to discredit him. Former GOP Congressman Sean Duffy appeared to question Vindman's loyalty on CNN by saying he has an affinity for Ukraine. Number 3 House Republican Liz Cheney says, enough.
We need to show that we are better than that as a nation.
And while the GOP may not agree with Vindman, criticizing his patriotism is shameful.
We're talking about decorated veterans who have served this nation, who have put their lives on the line.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Firefighters in Southern California are preparing for what forecasters expect to be one of the most significant wind events in years. The possibility it could spread flames from a burning fire west of Los Angeles. The worry Wednesday into Thursday is the Getty Fire in the Los Angeles area could get bigger because of the strong winds spreading flames through dry vegetation. Meantime, the National Weather Service said winds in Northern California would be noticeably lighter Wednesday and that weather conditions look favorable for the rest of the week, even though the region will remain dry and no rain is in the forecast. Along with the fires, people in California are also dealing with power shutoffs as utility companies try to prevent fires from being sparked by equipment damage by the strong winds. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge blocked the state of Alabama's abortion ban that would have made the procedure a felony at any stage of pregnancy in almost all cases. The Alabama law calls for a sentence of 10 years to life in prison for the abortion provider with no exceptions for rape or incest. A former Trump administration insider who played a key role in the Russia probe is ready to run for the House seat just vacated by California's Katie Hill. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The potential candidate is George Papadopoulos, who made headlines for trying to set up a meeting between candidate Donald Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin to get dirt on Hillary Clinton during the 2016 campaign. Papadopoulos eventually pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI and cooperated with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. He spent 2 weeks in prison and emerged a critic of President Trump. This weekend, Papadopoulos tweeted about the Katie Hill scandal, saying that he loves the state too much to see it run down by candidates like Hill, who says that she's the victim of a revenge porn campaign while under investigation for an inappropriate relationship with a congressional staff member. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA, appears to be moving toward allowing U.S. college athletes to cash in on their fame. We get more from Ben Thomas.
The NCAA Board of Governors voted unanimously to clear the way for the amateur athletes to benefit from the use of their name, image, and likeness. The NCAA has long barred players from hiring agents and has steadfastly refused to allow players to be paid by their schools. But that's being challenged by states. A California law set to take effect in 2023 would prevent athletes from losing their scholarships or being kicked off their teams for signing endorsement deals. Now, Board Chair Michael Drake says the NCAA realizes it must embrace change to provide the best possible experience for college athletes. I'm Ben Thomas.
And baseball's World Series championship will be decided Wednesday night in Houston after the Washington Nationals defeated the Houston Astros 7-2 Tuesday night. Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg says he's not that surprised they are 4-0 in elimination games during the postseason.
I'm not really sure, to be honest. You know, it's we love playing together. We love competing together. And I think we've been groomed for elimination games because we've played quite a few of them. Probably, you know, some regular season games there too that you consider elimination games.
The Nationals win even the series at 3 games each, forcing the decisive 7th game Wednesday night in Houston, Texas. And for more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.